Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Jizz Talking for a Sunday. We're past the Super Bowl, so nobody should have any more of those football excuses. Anyway, next week it'll be NASCAR. That'll be, I had to watch the NASCAR. Anyway, we're here this week with Mike from ASN Lifestyle Magazine. I've wanted to interview Mike for a while now, and we are actually having some good luck on booking folks, and we are booked through April 21st. With guests on the lineup. You can go to jizztalking.com and go under Zoom shows and see who all we have booked. Also, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, and we're on Twitter at jizztalking and Instagram at jizztalking, anywhere at jizztalking. So stop by there. Mike, how are we doing today? You're in Las Vegas, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm doing fantastic.
Now, you said you've had some meetings this week or the last couple weeks?
Yeah. Today was a board meeting. Yeah, new company that I formed.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about ASN Lifestyle Magazine. How was that born? When was it born? What ideas came from that, and how did we develop that?
Well, it came out of, I don't know if you remember, but I worked with you at Triple X Sports Star Radio.
Yeah,
back in the day with Michael and Alicia and all them. And when everything fell apart from there, I left and started ASN Magazine. And that's kind of where it started. They had asked me to take over the magazine when Cherry Pop bought it. And it just nothing came from it. And everybody started leaving. And I said, well, you know what? This is a good idea. I think this can be done better. And that's where ASN Lifestyle Magazine was born.
That was something, too. You know, they had Triple X Porn Star Radio, and I'd done... That's how I kind of got into it. I was friends with Bill Margold, and then he lined up me to cover Exotica in 2018, 2017, maybe 2017 in Denver. And we did that, had a booth there, and it was okay. And then all of a sudden, everybody just kind of abandoned ship. And then next thing you know, Evan Stone was supposed to be getting into something. And then this Cherry Pop Radio came into play. And then the next thing you know, it was all gone. So
yeah, it was a shame, but it was because of that show, because of that company, that I met everybody. You know, I met Charlie Latour, I met you, I met Evan Stone, who actually is the board member of my new company and was here today with me. Met some really great people and kept those relationships.
Okay, so tell us what everybody in this room, of course, knows what ASN Magazine is, but why don't you give a thumbnail minute sketch of what, for the fans who are watching the replay, what ASN Lifestyle Magazine is all about, what your goals are, and where we're going with it.
Well, ASN Lifestyle Magazine originally started as a magazine for the swinger lifestyle. And we've kind of morphed back into what I am known for, which is I came from the adult world. So what I did is I brought the magazine to what I call a medium. So we're not just not necessarily swingers, we're not necessarily adult, but we're right in the middle, common ground. And if you were to be, if you were to take Playboy and GQ and they had a baby, it would be ASN Lifestyle Magazine. So you're getting great pictorials, you're getting great content from contributors, from sexologists, from normal everyday people, normal everyday housewives. You're getting like form, like penthouse letters and stuff like that. And you're getting racy photos and stuff, but still safe for work to a degree. So it's an enjoyable magazine. We cover everything from travel to food and beverage to coming soon gambling, and it's just a great magazine that people embrace with over 3 million worldwide.
Well, that's fantastic. I naturally look at it every month, and again, there's. From what I could tell, there's no, center spread girls or anything like that. You could have it at work, I imagine, if you wanted to.
Yeah, we try to keep it very classy. I mean, we do have the initial, you know, we're moving away. You still can see nipple, but we're moving away from that eventually as we do go. But we still include the adult medium, the adult industry is still a big part of this, as well as the adult, the swinger lifestyle. We just did a big piece in January with sex worker Olivia Bentley and Candace Owens from Fox News. And it got major coverage. It was really good. In fact, now Fox News is following me because of it. So we're not afraid to touch things that are controversial. And I think we're at the forefront of what we believe in, which is the trends of political, social behavior and everything out there that we believe in. We're very diverse, and that's what we do.
Cool.
And forgive me for my voice.
That's all right. Better drink some orange juice. Now, will you be at Exotica in a couple of weeks?
I won't be. I'm actually going to be attending. I'll be back in Vegas in April for the National Association of Broadcasters for my new company. So I'll be here instead of Chicago this year.
Okay. Well, one guy.
I will be attending.
Okay. One gal I met through you and or through her and you and Lorenzo is Rebecca with Beck's Pineapple. Rebecca, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
You've been on here before.
Yes.
So what's new with you? How do you fit into this whole scheme of things?
Well, a few months ago, Lorenzo discovered me and may have put a little birdie in Mike's ear. And that's how Mike found me. I am now the International Director of Marketing for ASN Entertainment, which covers ASN Lifestyle Magazine and others, lots of others. So I am now building marketing teams and brand ambassador teams. As the reach of the magazine grows exponentially monthly, I mean, we're just trying to keep up with the growth. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. And you met my friend Tim and his wife in Kearney, Nebraska, was it?
That was it.
Yeah.
At KWN, Crazy Winter Nights.
Yeah. How'd that whole deal go?
It was really good. You know, I think the blizzard may have played into a few people not being there. Mm-hmm. However, the relationships I made during that whole weekend, you know, business wise were great. I made a lot of good networking connections and I'm really thankful that I actually went. So
sure. Did I see you guys were going to be going to Kansas City possibly next year?
Is it Kansas City or is it Las Vegas, Mike?
Kansas City for Crazy Winter Nights and, Crazy Vegas for the summer, I believe.
Okay. That's what it is.
We're just a hop, skip and a jump from Kansas City. So next year I'll go.
I'll tell Tim.
Well, Tim will probably want to come anyway, but anyway, Tim will be,
yeah, it'll be fun.
Tim's my roommate at Exotica this year. So anyway, we're going to have a fun time. And he's always just like, oh, wow, this is cool. let's bring up Mickey Lynn. Well, she just got up. Well, anyway, Richard Pacheco's with us. Richard, how are we doing tonight?
Pretty good. Nice to see you. Nice haircut, Pat.
Yeah, I know. I got them all cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this digital magazine. Have you seen it yet?
I've seen the ASN that has Sean on the cover, and I read that article, and that was my last contact with it. I'm not real involved in the industry these days. Whoops, I just went, there it is. Hiya, Sean.
There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
So I don't, and I'm not a swinger. My wife, you know, would have my balls on the wall first if I tried that lifestyle again. We went through that with my career. I was an X-rated actor for a long time. But I am curious about that world, and I like hearing what you had to say at the beginning there about the evolution of this magazine. Sounds like you're doing a good job and you found something that works, and I'll listen more, and if there's any way I can do you any good down the road, I'll be glad to pop in and write you something or send you some pictures of the old days.
Awesome.
Rebecca, you're cute.
Thanks, Tom.
No, I really appreciate it.
I saw a show last night that I want to share with you folks. It's called Whore's Eye View, and it's a one-woman show put on by Caitlin Bailey. It's an interesting blend to see women in the business of prostitution who are not victims. She's smart. And she does it in her play, her one-woman show, which she's taking around the world. Annie Sprinkles and her partner Beth brought her to San Francisco and produced the show last night. She's on her way to New Zealand and Australia to do some shows there. And I hope that she catches fire because she's strong and she's not a victim. And she talks about the 10,000-year-old history of the sacred prostitute and how that's evolved over time into the sad kind of state we're in right now, where we have the worst associations with women involved in that business. And most of them are just down on their luck and just trying to eat. This is not who she is, and it's not that view of femininity. It's kind of very San Francisco version of women, people like Susie Bright and Carol Queen and Annie Sprinkle and a host of others. So I like keeping up with them. I was big fans of them in the industry. There's another woman named Marianna Beck, who used to be the editor of Libido magazine, quite literate, quite smart, again, a historian. This is the kind of class and power I like seeing happen from the women's movement. So, hello, and I hope that the ASN gets involved with some of these folks to talk about these points of view, too.
Actually, that is something that we are definitely branching into. I've actually been in talks with multiple things, and we are already friends with Suede, sex workers, all those alliances. We are big on the decriminalization and the legalization of sex work.
Bingo.
Because all we're doing by keeping that illegal is hiding the bad guys. Hiding the bad guys, because prostitution has been here forever. And I know tons of escorts that love their job, like actually enjoy their job. They're not being forced into this in any way. But there is nothing to protect those women, and they need protection. Let's say that an escort decides to make a deal with a guy and he comes over, and instead of whatever was agreed upon, let's say he beats her up. I mean, like beats her to a pulp. He runs away and leaves. Right? Doesn't pay, doesn't do anything. Then the escort might go to the hospital because she may have to, but is she going to report it to the police? No, because then she's going to jail too. So all we're doing is covering up these guys that are coming in, and they're the ones in the middle of the night that you worry about, right? Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that are taking it out on these escorts and prostitutes, and we're just covering it up by making it illegal. Everywhere else in the world, there's all places all over the world where there are systems in place that make prostitution a heck of a lot safer for everyone involved. And I feel like that the U.S. needs that desperately.
Yeah. I'll work with you.
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's do it. Let's make a change.
Oh, I'm all about it.
And Mickey Lynn is with us. Mickey, you were featured a couple months ago on ASN's cover. I thought that was really, yeah. Really nice. You were, I'll bring that up because I was trying to get as many of these signed as I could. So I'm kind of getting a collection now. So that was, what month, what year was
June?
June 23. How about that? So how was your experience with the magazine? Were you happy with everything?
Oh, it stunk. I didn't like them at all. They were terrible. They were terrible. No. As you can see, representing.
Wow.
I wish I had one of those little guinea tees so I can go to the gym with it, but that's besides the point. No, I love Michael. He's amazing. He's family now. There's nothing bad I can say about him. So we're supposed to be working together on a lot of things, but when they get back together, when we get it all together, then we'll figure it out. But no, he's a good guy. I love him.
Right.
I love you too.
Mike, who are some of the stars and topics you're going to have down the road here in the next 3 to 6 months?
Oh, gosh. 3 to 6 months. Beck, help me. I'm trying to think. We have some more people from like our community. Victoria, thank you. Victoria Peaks will be July, right, Victoria?
I'll unmute Victoria so we can hear her. Lovely.
She's July.
Where is she?
In July.
Yeah, she'll be our draw. Oh, look, she's wearing ASN swag, too. Look at that.
I am. I'm representing ASN and
rep.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so she'll be our July. yeah, I'm a loss because I'm not home, so I don't have my thing in front of me. But we have exciting things coming for the rest of the year. We're booked solid for 2024 and starting in 2025 as far as the talent that's going to be featured. But I don't know who they are. I apologize.
And that's great because that shows you have growth and potential and people want to be a part of it. It's just like, I like Absolutely. This show being booked through late to April. Next week we have on the show Dredd, who is a performer, and we'll have Dredd on next Sunday. Nice guy. And but yeah, once you hit your stride, people want to be a part of that.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, we had Lucy Power in February, which is she's an Australian porn queen. That's an up and comer, which very, very good. Check out the February issue as well. Very good story there.
We had her on a while back. Joey kind of lined that up, so it's always good to have Joey in the mix. While we've got Victoria here. Victoria, how you doing?
Hi.
Are you all ready for Exotica?
I am never ready for Exotica. It just happens.
Yeah, hopefully your hand is healed up from last year. Patrick.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, Victoria.
It's a tradition now to either knock on your door or call you at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He didn't pick up the last time.
He didn't. I think I might have fell asleep on him one time, too.
I know that.
We were in Vegas. I think that's when we were in Vegas. He fell and we called him.
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing some promotional things with Victoria to get the funding for the movie that's coming up, mm-hmm. Getting that done. And so we're going to raise some money. So that's going to be fantastic there, too. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm glad that you had mentioned that because that's one thing that why I care so much about. You know, I love Michael. Don't get me wrong. I do. But. I love Michael, but his magazine gives me as a talent, as a model, as an actress that is currently active in the industry, somewhere that I can advertise myself. Like starting in next month in March, I am going to start having advertisement in his magazine, and he's opening up other ideas for all models to be able to advertise their links, who they are, and to advertise that in his magazine. And the reason why I think that is so special is because there is nobody that has our backs out there. There is no way to advertise ourselves except for social media, which hates us. And especially like Instagram, like, oh, you have this huge following on Instagram, but as soon as they know that you're a sex worker, they will smack you down, not once, not twice, 7, 8, 10 times. It's like that abusive husband that you keep going back to because you have nowhere else to go. And that's what Michael provides us with ASN. It gives us somewhere else to go. Somewhere he has millions of people view his magazine. So if they're looking at his magazine and they see my advertisement, they may be like, oh, look, that's Victoria. She's cute. Let me go see what she is. And to where I don't have to keep getting beat down with, you know, Instagram, or I don't have to give everything away on Twitter. It is a place that I feel safe to advertise myself. It is a place that I know that I'm going to be seen and I can get likes and looks from his magazine. And you know what? What happens is that they're going to see me in his magazine. They're going to go directly to me. They're not going to go to every other site out there that might potentially have Victoria Peaks out there because there's so much pirated stuff. They're going to go to the website that's on his magazine, and that's going to be mine, and that's money that I get. And that's why I feel so strong and love for the ASN magazine. And I just really wanted to put that out there on this show because it's all about ASN, and that's how I feel about the magazine. It gives me a safe place to advertise myself where I'm not going to get judged. I'm not going to get shut down. So I want to thank you so much for you, Michael and Sherry, for allowing that to be something that I can do with your magazine.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We love you.
She's a good egg.
She is.
What happened to my advertisement, Michael?
Send it to me.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go.
Get it to him.
All right. Well, Sean Elliott was on the cover a while back, and I pointed something out to Sean. I don't know if he remembers when I pointed this out, but I said this was a bold move when they had Sean on. Let me get my my deal up here.
I remember what you said. You're right.
When a magazine or anyone blocks their own logo to the magazine, that's putting the star first. And, Mike, I've seen this a number of times. 9 times out of 10, that logo wouldn't be blocked on Hustler, Penthouse, Playboy, any of them.
Correct.
You put the star first, and that speaks volumes to the star.
I appreciate that.
Well, I paid him.
Yeah. He paid me a Monopoly money and chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. I didn't know where this was going now. I mean, everybody here I know, we're all part of the ASM family, and most of us on here. So I talk with Michael all the time. So I'll share a couple of things with him, though, because it's funny if we're talking together and puff each other up. He knows I love him. He's fantastic in business. We have a couple of things, actually, that we're going to announce during the year, but we'll keep that under wraps. But I'll tell you how I met him. But before that, I must say to Richard, hey, Henri Picard is still dead. Really? I got no smile from you? He's still dead. Chuck Vincent is dead. They're all dead. that went over like a fucking lead balloon. Anyway.
What's he talking about? What's he talking about?
Anthony Spinelli's dead. They're all dead.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Yeah, that you fucking heard me. So, actually, the oldest prostitute, I still have my bag of rocks that I used to pay her with, but that's all my story. Mike Ramos, and that smile I get because we're built alike. We got the same bloodline. We're basically family with culture. I met Michael through Coral and Jewel 3 years ago, Mike? 3 years ago, I think? And, it's funny, it's fitting that his voice is a little rough tonight because that's the premise of how we met. Mike came up to Corwin's room. I was in there, and there's an air conditioning gone wrong at the hotel, and Mike walks in, and he talks like this, and his voice was really high and funny. And my voice was really high and funny because of the air conditioning. So we had CJ film it. We never even met each other. He thought I was making fun of him, and I thought he was making fun of me.
So we talked like this for about 30 minutes, right?
And funny. I got to learn about him. I says, who is this guy? And Michael is so much more than, it's too easy to give him all the accolades. ASN is successful. Everything Michael touches, he's going to put his stamp on it. It's him, but it's his heart, and he makes sure that you are the star. That's how he succeeds. He doesn't make it about himself. He's humble and confident at the same time. I respect him probably more than anybody in this industry. I think that says in this current industry, more than anybody. As far as business, it's onward and upward. I love him. And that's it.
I love you too, brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aw, look at your face. We love you, Michael.
Sharp's story was important because it was dealing with the loss of his son, and it was dealing with the coming back and just dealing with the loss and his background and sharing a story that he didn't tell people. And what I tried to do through his story was help him heal. And that's why the photo was black and white. It was picked purpose, and that's why we did what we did. It was to help a lot of it was to help heal.
Right. Well, very good, very good. Lorenzo's with us. Lorenzo, how are you doing tonight?
Good, very good.
I believe this cover. This was the cover of the year. Am I correct on this deal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was 100 points back, so.
But, that was, very nice. I wanted to make sure I got that signed. Of course, I'm going to get all I meet. I'm taking all these covers with me to various places, and I'll get everybody that can to sign them. So, Lorenzo, talk about your experience with the ASN Lifestyle Magazine and Casey's experience.
Yeah, well, you know, that cover was, that was real nice that Casey did. And the whole year had beautiful covers for everybody that was doing that. My experience with Mike is more of like a brother thing, like myself and Mike and Sean. We're just family, and Mike knows no matter what, I'm there through the fire, you know, got his back no matter how and what he needs. It just doesn't really matter. So it could be any time of night, you know, I got it. And really, I wish the public would really get a chance to see how much he's really doing that he can't even talk about, and the hours that he's putting in. They don't have a clue what's really going on, you know, behind the scenes, and the care that he has for everybody and the people that he brings in. You know, now we have new people. Foxy Darling is sitting down there. She's coming into the fold. You know, Beck's doing her thing. And then, you know, people that have been there, Victoria Peaks, you know, Mickey Lynn, and just the way the family runs. So it's an honor to be a part of it. And when we have a family like that, we won't lose no matter what. We're not going to lose. So I'm just looking forward for what's happening this year. So much that's going to be going on. The public's going to love it.
Sure. Fantastic. And great to have you guys.
And, you know, Patrick, hearing from Lorenzo, I forgot to mention, now I remember, we got Lorenzo coming up in a cover in 2024 as well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
and Patrick, what I experienced with Michael, with my cover, is what I was very fortunate to be with him was to give my story about when I first started in the 90s with world modeling and how it's different and what I did from when I took a break to starting my family to being the PTA president of my son's school, and explaining to people that just because we're adult film stars doesn't necessarily mean that we are bad people. We live everyday lives like everybody else. The only thing is that we bring pleasure to the bedroom and ecstasy and all that stuff. So I was so grateful to Michael to let me explain my story and put it out there. So like everybody says here, he's telling people's backgrounds. He's telling their backgrounds and their stories. Because nowadays it's not like that. Like when I first got into the business, we had our magazines, we did our interviews, we did all this. And that's what I'm grateful for.
Right. Certainly. Adam is with us. Adam, go ahead for a question with Michael or anybody on the panel.
Hello, Patrick and Michael. Nice to meet you. And I have to say first, it is a great thing that you're doing, because especially with No More Vivid Radio, or as you mentioned earlier, Triple X Porn Star Radio, there's just not a lot of opportunities to get out anywhere close to the mainstream as far as models advertising themselves and getting their names out there. So you're doing great work. I guess a couple questions I had was, how do you determine, because it's mainly a lifestyle magazine, but you have topics in your magazine beyond just swinging. So how do you determine what kind of topics you cover?
That's a good question. I have to defer that. A lot of that goes to my wife, Sherry. She's the one that actually, we sit down and we discuss what we're going to do for that month and what comes in from our contributors, and we decide from that point and we put it together. There's really no rhyme or reason. It's her the credit. She puts it all together and I just lay it out. I mean, so the success of how you see it is all hers.
And well, I guess let me just say that we talk about it being lifestyle, and Mike talks about how we branch further than that. I really feel like that we're way further than lifestyle. Like, we have brand ambassadors like that I hired that were two transgender females who are a couple. We're branching into all alternative lifestyles, because I feel like, and this is what I love about working under Michael and Sherry, is that there's no judgment of any type for any lifestyle. They are welcoming of all alternative lifestyles. They're welcome to educating on all alternative lifestyles, because it's not just about the swingers or the polyamorous people or the porn stars or the content creators or the transgender couples or the puppy play, the pony play, the rope play, the BDSM, kink, fetish, whatever you've got. We'll cover all alternative lifestyles, because I want them all to have a safe place that they can come and not just learn about what all of this means inside the community, but also a place where they can advertise, right? And said, hey, I'm here, because there really isn't any place else that they can do that.
Exactly. And I guess as a related question, what do you see 1-2 years from now? What do you see as being the target audience for the magazine, rather than just a laundry list?
Target audience. I mean, I don't, as far as our reach, I mean, our reach, I don't know. I don't even know how to really answer that question, because I try to believe that our scope, our reach is everybody. We try to be inclusive to everybody. I just don't know how to answer that question.
Oh, okay. Well, as always, Patrick.
I don't think that we're targeting one individual
niche.
Right. We're targeting all niches, all sub niches. If it's not just the standard everyday lifestyle, and even some of those, I know tons of people that hang out with lifestyle people that are completely monogamous relationships that just like to learn about the lifestyle, are cool with the open-mindedness of the people within the lifestyle. And so I think he's right. I think it's everyone. I don't think it'll be narrowed down to a specific group.
At the end of the day, Adam, I believe everybody is entitled to a voice and everybody should be heard. Yes. So I think that the voice, the audience, or the people we want to attract is everybody.
Okay. Michael, can I just add something for you? I think, knowing Michael as I do, his business model is Michael, as I said before, he's very much about collaboration. But make no mistake, he's the steward of the ship. But he's inclusive. This is from my POV. Mike's very inclusive, but he's open to all different avenues. So you could get into, this is very generic. I'm not saying it could be mainstream this. It could be this. It could be all different alternate lifestyles. If it's Maryland collaborated with the people that Michael puts in play, the family, if you will, and more that come on board, then Michael has the fantastic ability with Sherry and the people around him, like Bex, to coalesce that vapor, if you will, coalesce it, and then if it works, come on board. So let's say, Adam, you had an idea of something, you bring it to the team. And because at the end of the day, Michael runs it. He's the sayer yay, but he collabs about it. But he's inclusive to everything. So it's very tough. It's an Amazon is what he's becoming. It's a business model, I think. So that's the best way I see ASM developing in the future.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. And thank you, everybody. And as always, thank you again, Patrick.
You bet, certainly. We have a newcomer in the room right now. This very, very lovely blonde, Foxy Darling, is with us. Foxy, what's going on? I'll unmute you here so you can talk to everybody. There you go.
Oh, there.
You're
good evening. Here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What is your role, or do you have a question?
Oh, no, I have a role. I have a role. I have lots of roles. I am one of the ASN ambassadors, and I am the ambassador for the awards show.
Okay. And when is that? You have a schedule of events coming up. When is the next? Well, first of all, you have something in the Poconos. That's in August?
August the awards show. Yes.
Excuse me, when is it again?
It's the awards show. Yes.
Okay. Okay. That is the awards show in August in the Poconos.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. What awards are you giving out, or is it going to be a best of this and best of that, or what's our categories on that?
We have additional categories that Bex has made sure to add to include a lot more people than they had last year. So there is a list that's, I assume, on the website where the awards will start, or the nominations start the 1st of March. So they can go and take a look at the list and make their nominations at that time.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we welcome you to the show, and come back anytime.
So, thank you very much.
Again, next week, don't forget, our guest will be Dredd. And I kind of got a referral to him from Christy Canyon, as he and Christy hooked up for a scene about a month or so ago. And that was quite an adventure for Christy to kind of get her big toes back in the water again in the industry as well. Let's go over to unmute Charles. Charles, talk to us about... have you read ASN? Have you flipped through the pages?
And I have not, and I'm really kind of now excited and looking forward to it. And I had a question because we have so many people who have been now on the cover of ASN, and I wondered when Michael was going to be on the cover and when somebody was going to interview him with what he sees as the future of ASN. Because I think that's an interesting question as well.
We actually, in the beginning, my wife and I tried to stay as in the background. We didn't want anyone really to know who we were. But last year, we actually did the cover. We were on the cover in 2002 for our anniversary. I think it was our fifth year anniversary of the magazine. And we did. We told the story. My wife wrote the story on how if I didn't, it's funny because it started with an argument in the kitchen where I was doing a whole bunch of things that she didn't like, and we weren't making any money. And she says, look, you need to fucking fix something or I'm out, I'm done. And I went to my office and sold my first ad for $30, and that was the beginning. And that was, she tells the roadmap of how everything went. But no, we did. We were in the magazine in 2022.
Do you, because I think it would be also kind of interesting to see it. And I don't know if this is possible. I have no magazine experience, but as like a yearly or kind of bi-yearly thing of, you know, where you see kind of a vision of where you see it going.
More like a State of the Union of the magazine.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's something that's possible that we may do. That's possible.
I think it's really cool that you have a vision. It's like you've kind of followed your vision towards doing this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I think that's kind of, in a way, kind of also very kind of inspirational for not just for people in the adult industry, but for people overall.
Well, and that's what we started in the beginning. We wanted to be something that was inclusive for everybody, that not just people in porn or swingers, but the regular person would pick up the magazine and read it.
Right.
You know, I think the majority of our readers are actually people more curious about what's going on in the swing community and the porn business than people that are in porn and swinging. So I think it creates that conversation piece.
And I have a kind of a follow-up question. I'll keep it brief. Is it just an online magazine, or is it a hard copy magazine as well?
We are only a digital magazine, and it's just for reasons of expense. Right. Our page count changes from month to month, depending on what's going on.
Okay.
But most publications, even Playboy, have moved to digital strictly.
I know, and I understand why, expense-wise. I also, in a way, find it kind of sad because I grew up in the era before that, and it was like you had the kind of the hard copy magazine, and then you could get it signed, and it's like,
right.
I recognize the world has shifted away from that.
Sure. Now, we do offer the fact that you can print the magazine on your own and do that if you wanted to. You also can, the magazine's free, you go to the website, but you can also subscribe where we digitally send it to you every month. You don't have to even go look for it. It just ends up in your mailbox.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining us as well.
No, thank you for the questions. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Cole, are you around? Cole was smoking some wings earlier today. And Cole, are you around? Question for Michael or any of the guys?
No, just continue doing your thing. It's very interesting. I'm almost done with smoking my wings.
They won't make it across the state over to my house, so that's all right. I got some frozen pizza somewhere. But anyway, but it is really, I mean, the quality of the covers are just, they really pop. I really appreciate that. And again, like I said about Sean and the others, is that you put the star first. And yeah, it's your magazine and the logo's there, but it's the star first, star forward. And that's unselfish.
Let me say something else about Michael Ramos. I've been with him a few months now. And as someone that actually works for him, not someone that's his friend, not what I love most about being with ASN, honestly, is this gentleman's integrity. Like, there has never been a single time, not one single time, that I have ever felt, you know, pressured to do anything that I shouldn't have to do. There's never been a single time where I felt like he was trying to get me in some kind of shady businesses, right? Like, he's on the up and up, pretty much as blunt and straightforward as you can get. And for me, that's the kind of integrity that I want to put my name behind and work for. I'm big on honesty and integrity, and really, I'm going to stick with him because of his integrity alone. And truly, he is not here just to pinch every penny he can out of people. He really is here to help build this community stronger, better, and more sustainable. And it's a pleasure to work with him, to be perfectly honest.
Thank you, Beck.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about his flatulence.
And then I had talked to Mike earlier about getting him on earlier, and then I knew we wanted to do the Eric Edwards tribute, and then we had Super Bowl Sunday coming up, so this was just the appropriate time to get him on after Super Bowl Sunday, and after some stuff kind of settled down on my end anyway. But like I said, Michael's in Las Vegas right now with meetings and some other things. And where do you see the industry going as far as the industry itself? I mean, we just talked earlier before we got on about the record crowds at Chicago Exotica. The hotel sold out 2.5 months in advance of the event. At New Jersey, they put talent at the main hotel. Everybody else had to go elsewhere. This isn't going away.
There's definitely a yearning for what we're doing. And we're growing. It's just we need to stay focused and grow it responsibly. That's the biggest thing, is we have to grow it responsibly, because if we take advantage of what we have, it won't be there tomorrow.
Right. Or take it for granted. Yeah, that's correct too. But yeah, with the popularity of, you know, it was wall-to-wall at AVN. It was wall-to-wall at X3. Of course, it was wall-to-wall there anyway. But like last year, Chicago Exotica, like Lorenzo and I were talking about beforehand, I mean, there was only like one person you could fit one in the room, and that was the fire marshal. we're expanding the business here because of the fact we're bringing in people that need a home, you might say, or a place, or just somebody to say, hey, you're okay.
I just think seeing this business from when I did it, and I'm pretty sure Richard and Sean have seen it, is the porn star part of it is fading away. You have more cam girls and content creators. I found that AVN was much better than Exotica simply because there were more porn stars at the AVN, and they were the older crowd that came to see us, because I was very fortunate to be with Ginger Lynn, Christy Canyon, Seika, and everybody. So at the end of the day, do we really know where this business is going to shift? Because look, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that we would have had cam girls at events with us. So I just don't know where this business is going. Being a porn star is different than being a cam and content creator. That's my opinion.
And I just saw a post here a while back on, I don't know if it was another Facebook page, that a gal from 20 years ago or 25 years ago was modeling and had a decorative band on her armband. And they said, well, that's because she had a tattoo and had to mm-hmm. hide it. I mean, look where mm-hmm. we've come from, just tattoos alone.
And back then, I didn't know if I was going to be 30 years old. I had a shelf life back then. So I was thinking, I said to Jim Sal, I'm like, where am I going to be when I'm 31 years old? And am I going to be able to work? And he's like, well, darling, you know, there is a shelf life for you, and you might as well try to get what you can get out of it now. So the women today, they got it made, because, I mean, you can be my age and Foxy and Victoria, there's still a whole thing out there. So that's what's fortunate for all of us.
Yeah, it's just so great. I know that, let me see if I pull up a picture here, because I like to pull up pictures. Victoria and I and Desiree were in Iowa a while back. And Desiree here, the gal on the left, on the right, is 76 years old.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she just did her first porn shoot with Score Group when I had met her there. And then she was there with me, and we were shooting with Private Society. So it is great how it has really opened up the industry. You can be big, you can be skinny, you can be old, you can be young, you can be black, you can be white. It doesn't matter. And that's the way it's opened up, which is a positive note that it's opened up. But now there's also that anybody with a cell phone can be a star. So it's like that equal, like, I love the opportunity to be able to be in my 30s and being able to be a star and getting into it, because I was raised to grow up, go to college and have a family. And that's what I did, because that's what I was thought I was supposed to do. And now that I have gotten the maturity to realize that, hey, you know what? This is something I would love to do, and I want to do this. I'm too old to do it at this point. But now the new day and age, it has given me the opportunity to do what makes me happy, even though I've already raised the kids. I've already had the husband. I've already had the family and the career, several careers, and I've already done all that part. So I think that's great, where also the magazine allows me to help advertise myself, because before, in the old days, when you had a shelf life, you had a agent that took care of all of your advertisement for you. Well, now you have many more girls out there, and to find a good way of advertising myself, that's why I think that, you know, it touches everyone. If you like young, old, big, small, it doesn't matter. If you are a honest, like, monogamous person, and you're like, oh Lord, I can't look at porn because it's a sin, you can look at this magazine for free and nobody's going to know, and you're going to learn all those answers that you have questions for picking up his magazine.
Right.
You need more magazines like ASM and what Michael does, for the simple reason, to your point, Nikki, it's pining away for the old timey days, which I do, that you and I are in both worlds. Richard's from the old school, but he sees what's happening to the new school. And the thing is, Michael putting Casey Carter on the front, putting me on the front. Nobody knew who the fuck I was. Young people, anyway. So there is putting you on the front. So there is a way that promotes, but there's, think of it as the bus. I'm Grateful Dead, get on the bus. There's more people on the bus. It's not just John Leslie and Canyon and Richard, you and me. Now it's more, and it's inclusive. And that's a good thing. But what ASN does, the little dirty secret, is that this model of family that we talk about, and with Patrick now involved and everybody, you can have the power with just talking with ASN to find the bullshit that's out there and get away from it. Mm-hmm. You can get the brand in our area built up more where it will generate people coming to us and mm-hmm. to the people that do it right. And the power that the magazine is just talking, I think there's not enough calling out on what's not good in the business, to be honest with you, want to get that ugly side. Because then it will feed every day of the week. I'll look at Katie Moore. I'll look at Alex Cole. I'll look at somebody, people coming out. I always look at Victoria. But the thing is, there are people out there that we see it on social media. Billy's talking about this guy. I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to give him any airplay. But people like that, they need to be called out, and magazines like this can do that. So just as my picture might be on the cover, we can put somebody on the cover like, do you really want to do business with this company or with this person? Because Michael knows he's got the power with Lorette, with all of us behind him. And he doesn't give a fuck because he's honest. So I think the same thing with you, Patrick. If you want to get to the newer age, I'm in a unique position watching both worlds, and it's overwhelming now. And it would be nice if people get pointed in and say, wow, that's Mickey Lynn. She's a star. It's also Victoria Peake. She's a star, but it's also this person here, or this trans here, or this person's a star. And then it's your vehicle, which you do very well, Patrick, bringing everybody on. Michael does well, but we should do more. We're not doing more. We need to bring more people in, build up who's good, yes, and get rid of this shit. That's my 2 cents. Make sense?
On it. Well, you know, and another thing with Michael's magazine is it's a class act magazine. It's not a social media page. If you guys are on my social media page, you know how much Mickey Lynn posts. Mickey Lynn doesn't post anything because Mickey Lynn doesn't have the time to be kissing anybody's behind. But I'd rather be in, if Michael Ramos has got his thing, I would find myself benefiting myself to ASN than I am on Facebook or Twitter. And that's the way it is. I mean, Facebook, Twitter didn't make Mickey Lynn who she was. It was Mickey Lynn and the publications that were out there that made
Mickey. Picard had his own group of actors, mm-hmm, for the most part. Jim South brought his own people in.
Mm-hmm.
Benelli had his own group. So the thing is, Michael, and that's, you tie that
that's
in.
Exactly.
And then it builds bigger. The whole thing grows from that. And we're in on the ground floor with him. And then that's eventually, but this is a big step. It's baby steps to get there, but it is finite. It is a process. Bex is smiling, so she's probably already in the office for planning stuff like this. So but that's it. You get rid of the shit, you build up the good, even if we're only a small portion of it. Because the day of just like that one person by themselves is, to me, it's not worth the effort for the girls. I don't have to do it, but it's not worth it. You're beautiful, but tie in with this guy, your family member. We'll build everybody up.
I got your back, Michael. We got your back, Michael Ramos. Ramos.
I raised you. That's why we're family.
Ramos.
The biggest thing is,
and Michael, real quick, you should put Richard Pacheco on there and get his story.
I want to. At one point, I believe you actually referred him to me, and I dropped the ball. So let's pick that back up.
You'll love it.
I want to read that magazine. I'm reading it.
And then
let me pick up the ball again and just say that. You want to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Okay, yeah, we'll get back to you, Mickey. I had a lot of experience with Playgirl. I was a centerfold, and then I was their man of the year. And I knew the publisher quite well. I had a lot of dealings with him over that year. And he was a piece of shit. And you represent a position historically, Hefner, Guccione, Larry Flynt, abusers, users, and profiteers. They're not the flower of humanity and aren't known for it. And I think Flynt started out better than most because it was family there in the beginning. But then the money came. So life is a challenge, And Patrick, I thank you for having me here today, because Michael, you don't hear people on the staff talking about their boss this way very often. And you should be proud of what you brought to the table. You know, you earned it. You've got it. Now, how it goes and where it grows doesn't matter. You've already made a tremendous success at this point with what you've done with your life by just doing this. The future is whatever it's going to be. I want to just share that with you. So congratulations and good luck in the future.
Thank you. I try to stay very humble, because tomorrow it could all be taken from me. So you have to be humble and kind, and that's the way I want to be. And that's the way I'm going to approach this, because, you know, that's the way I was raised. And I think when you have good parents that raise you, you do good things. And that's what it's all about. And when it comes to the adult industry or the swinger industry, whatever, they need to remember the people that support them. They can't forget these people, because those are the ones that pay the money. They can't forget them. They can't forget the fans of the BBWs or the trans or the other niches that don't get called up on the stage for an award. They need to remember those people, because people pay big money to see their fans. They got to remember them. And that's all it is. Take care of everybody. Love everybody. And embrace everybody. There's no reason why we all can't love one another. And that's the mantra that I stand by. And I'll die that way. And that's what I appreciate. So I appreciate everybody. And I appreciate this. I didn't know this was turning into, you know, we're going to, you know, praise Michael. Because, you know, you got me somebody turning to tears. But I do appreciate everybody. And I love everybody here. So thank you.
Michael, one thing. When I first got, and nobody knows this, when I first got into this business in 1991, okay, I was broke. I went to L.A. and I met with Jim South. I was with Jim South. He took care of me. He watched over me. He didn't let anybody screw me over. Let me rephrase that. He didn't let anybody take advantage of me. I was with him until the day he died, because I appreciated him for making me Mickey Lynn. And if I see somebody who has that spark, I'll be with you till the end. So you got my back till the end.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
On my front and my back.
Jim was a great guy. Let's bring a photo up of Jim there at his desk.
Jim.
Tim. But one thing that ASN has done, of course, is given Sean some material to sign now when he's at various conferences. Now he's got the little that yellow Sharpie really pops on that ASN magazine.
Yeah, that was good, that Sharpie. And I came with nothing. I had been out of the industry 35 years. I had Patrick, after we all the report did their thing, Patrick got on board, and Patrick made me. He had me signing these old pictures and stuff from some movies and some of the mainstream stuff in the mill. I see the whatever the fuck that thing was. Made me good money. Mac computer. And then Michael said, hey, man, you're value. You have value. And he put me on there. I still think it's because we were buddies a lot, but he said, no, you have value. And people looked at it. So you guys made me relevant. So I'm human proof that this works. You can take an old fart from the past and bring them in, or I could have been an unknown from anything at any age. This is good. This is good. And it stems from Michael's heart. That's from Patrick Palmer's heart. He's built the same way. And neither of them suffer fools. Mm-hmm. So that's good. You got to have a tough boss, but a loving boss. You got to have a tough, but a loving boss.
One thing, I'll go back to the photo of Victoria and Desiree. So we were in Ottumwa, Iowa. This is not where they have private society, but it's the next town over. And two things. What happened was Desiree called her husband to let her know that we were out to eat. And she says, you'll never guess what. I'm going to have sex with two guys tonight. And he goes, you could hear the husband going, woo-woo. And she says, next, I'm in the birthplace of Radar O'Reilly from MASH. So,
So could the husband hear her coming before the helicopter showed up?
Yeah.
Your kids wouldn't remember that.
Yeah. Any other further questions for Michael or anybody? We'll go ahead. We'll get
Charles.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, Sean, are you going to be at Exotica in Chicago?
I am, and Miami. I already booked.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope to get a couple signed things from you.
Of course. You got
whatever
it.
Whatever you have there, I'll get signed. But I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing you again, and, you know, Chicago's going to be fun.
It'll be fun. Do I earn a baseball? Can I sign a ball?
I can, yes.
Get me a ball. Definitely. Let me sign a ball.
Okay.
That
should definitely go in my collection.
You got it.
I want Sean's balls signed by Sean. I want them right
now. I'll get them. They're on the floor.
Of course you do.
Okay, I'm thinking blue Sharpie for that, maybe.
My heart. This is
blue balls.
This is Michael's night. But thank you.
That's why I'm thinking blue Sharpie. Unless you want to do silver on those.
And,
They'll do the color of my real name. Then it's a twofer.
We may have some merch there as well. You never know what will happen if we have some merch.
There's a lot of jizz on that hat, brother.
The pimp cup is
oh, my God.
I'm definitely on the pimp cup.
And then we've got
represent.
The coffee cup as well. We got the
I have not seen that yet, and I am on board. That goes into my coffee cup collection.
And I've got a surprise. A surprise item.
And a bologna sandwich.
I'll have a surprise item with me, and I'm not going to tell anybody about it.
We've got to get Richard to come to Exotica at some point.
Who?
Richard.
Oh, God. Love it.
What am I going to do there except destroy a perfectly good marriage?
All you're doing is signing autographs. Bring the wife. You know, she can keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Visit Chicago.
Yeah.
Go see
that's how they roped
Chicago,
me.
You know.
That's how they roped me. You're just going to sign something.
Just talking the hat on. It's a great day. So.
I'm just signing autographs, honey. Honest.
With your dick.
Yeah.
That's not going to help get him there, Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We go way back.
I appreciate everybody stopping by tonight. It's been a great night. And Michael, again, anytime you want to come back on and with another guest that you're going to have on the magazine, make sure you let me know, and we'll get you in a link and get you on. And we've had a fantastic night here tonight. Again, want to thank everybody for stopping by. Don't forget, you can stop by our website, jizztalking.com. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/@jizztalking. You'll hit us up there. Subscribe, like, share the shit. You know, do all those cool things. You can even find us on Pinterest. I got a hell of a pancake recipe up there right now. I'm just talking pancake recipe.
Any other food recipes?
No, I just got a pancake recipe because I didn't know what else to put on my Pinterest page. I thought that was just all recipes and shit. So
I wonder what I'm going to put on my Pinterest.
I got a jizz talking pancake recipe.
My balls.
Don't forget, next week we will have our good friend Dredd will be in the house, and Dredd will be with us, and it should be a good show with him. So again, next week we'll be here, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you then.